From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Wisconsin will play Baylor on Thursday night in the NCAA Men's Basketball West Regional at Anaheim. The Bears advanced over Creighton last night, 85-55. The Badgers, of course, came from behind to beat Oregon on Saturday night. Buzz Williams might have run away from Marquette more than he wanted to go to Virginia Tech, but the Milwaukee school insists he was not leaving with any possible NCAA violations bubbling under the surface. Associate Athletic Director Danielle Giosetti wrote on MarquetteHoops.com, quote, "There are no investigations that our department is aware of, and I would hate for such unjust rumors to damage us in our search for a new head coach." Williams left on Friday. Also, the Badger hockey team is the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll play North Dakota in Cincinnati on Friday night. That's coming off their win in the Big Ten tournament, topping Ohio State in overtime. Jefferson Dahl says they've got some momentum now.
Just the way we're competing out there, I thought this weekend, you know, we did a good job like coming back in the third period there. I think, you know, everyone's playing to their role right now, playing to their strengths. You know, it was a good week to build off this past weekend, and hopefully continue to do that.
Jake McCabe says they know North Dakota is going
to
be tough.
You know, they're tough to play against. They got good goaltending, you know, just tough, gritty forwards, defensemen, and they can score goals. So, you know, to understand that the game, you know, we know the game they play and have that rivalry, it's going to be, the blood's going to be flowing there, and we're really excited about it.
The Pointer men's hockey team came up short over the weekend in the D3 title game, losing to St. Norbert. UW-Whitewater won the men's Division III basketball title with a win over Williams on Saturday. The Brewers hammered Cincinnati yesterday 9-1. Matt Garza had his first strong outing of the spring, and the Brewers also got a bunch of hits in the game, including three from Lyle Overbay, who'd been in a huge slump. Overbay went off yesterday after finding out that he had made the team and will share first base duties for the Brewers this season with Mark Reynolds. The Brewers released Juan Francisco over the weekend. They also extended the contract of manager Ron Renicki for next season and a club option for 2016 as well. The NASCAR race in California went to Kyle Busch. Busch zipped past Jimmy Johnson in the closing laps and then held off Kyle Larson to win the race at Fontana.
Luckily, I just got a good enough run off turn two that I got some distance between him and I before turn three. And I don't know how close he got or where he was or what happened. I was just focused on forward. And luckily, we made it back, and you know, we took the checkered, so it was pretty cool.
Matt Every carded a 2-under-70 in yesterday's final round to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. And the Bucks have dropped 7 in a row now, and they're 2-26 against the West after losing at Sacramento 124-107. They're back in action tonight, taking on the Clippers in Los Angeles. That's sports. I'm Tom King.